The Predators are coming with the Cisco run this week. We're looking for the Lunkers next on Western Life Radio.
Snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Gun-free school zones make for soft targets for those who would do school violence. Utah schools are not soft targets, thanks to the education provided by FasterUtah.org.
There's nothing quite like the great outdoors, and at Sportsman's Warehouse, we share your passion for hunting, fishing, and camping. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. So whether you're ice fishing, predator hunting, snowshoeing, or winter camping, Sportsman's Warehouse has a terrific selection of all the latest equipment for your outdoor adventure. So when it's cold outside, that's the time to come and see what's hot inside at Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Connect with the big predators this week as you limit out on Bonneville Cisco. Scott Tolentino with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources sets the hook.
There's going to be a lot of different opportunities during the Cisco fishing. Like I said, usually at this time of the year, the cutthroat trout, lake trout, and whitefish fishing are pretty spectacular. Fishing from boats is going to be spectacular. So either way we look at it, I think we're going to have really good fishing for just about any kind of fish that you could find in Bear Lake right now for anglers to catch. And that's exciting. And so when people are able to come out and enjoy themselves, that just makes me happy. During the middle of the run, when the fish are in thick, it's very easy to go over there just about any time of the day and catch fish. But during the beginning of the run and near the end of the run, sometimes it's a little bit nicer to get there early in the morning and right at daybreak, or even before daybreak when it's still dark out, and the fish will come in the shore and you can get your limit and be done. I've seen people go down there and they spend 10 minutes and they get their Cisco, and then they want to either go out on the lake if the lake is open water in a boat and try fishing, or they want to go out fishing afterwards and fish for trout or lake trout or whitefish afterwards. And so you always have that option, and like I said, you're going to have to pay attention to the conditions here in the next couple of weeks.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.